Armor by John Stakely, continued. Disc 8. One of the warriors raised an arm and blazed its head neatly off. It collapsed, as if exhausted, into a heap. Felix stared, unable to speak.
All right, people, get to work, added Schoen.
The others hurried past Felix toward the body. One of the warriors handed him his blazer.
Here you go, scout, he said pleasantly.
Felix nodded dumbly. He snapped the rifle into place on his back. He stared at the three busying themselves with the carcass. He stared at Schoen, walking easily toward him. He shook his head as if to clear it. Schoen, looking at him, laughed suddenly, all trace of anger gone. She patted him on the shoulder heavily.
You sit there, Felix, she began. I know it must seem a little...
He shoved her arm angrily away. She laughed again, turned to the others.
Is it all right? What you need?
The tech wearing the pea suit looked up from her work.
Fine. No damage,
insisted Schoen. The pea suit shrugged.
Nothing important. Missing a pincer.
Schoen regarded Felix once more. She seemed to be holding back more laughter with great effort.
What happened to its pincer, Felix?
Felix forced his voice to stay calm and flat.
My guess would be birth defect, Colonel.
Schoen laughed again, a pleasant, breathy sound.
I see,
she replied, reaching forward and pulling the pincer loose from his waist.
And what do you suppose this is?
Felix glanced down.
Lodge pin, he said.
Schoen laughed again. She tossed the pincer away.
Got it, Colonel,
cried the pea suit, holding something in the air for them to see. Felix stared. The tech held a length of ant spine between her gloved hands. It twisted and turned in her grip like a beheaded serpent.
Great, replied Schoen. You three hurry up and get that back to the bunker.
Have they dropped it yet?
Asked one of the warriors, Ling, the one who had blazed the ant.
They will have by the time you get back.
The colonel looked at Felix again.
You ought to come too, Felix. Should be quite a sight.
Felix only stared at her. She laughed again.
Colonel,
called the tech,
aren't you coming? No, you three go ahead. I'll stay here with our scout.
She waved them off.
Felix, you really don't know what's going on here, do you?
No.
You usually sleep during briefings, do you?
Felix took a deep breath.
What briefings are those, Colonel?
Don't tell me you haven't been briefed, Felix.
Very well.
Must have been 10 briefings on this drop. There were 2 on the bunker alone.
Imagine that.
She looked at him.
Felix, they wouldn't have dropped you without a briefing.
Of course not.
That would be insane.
True.
They'd never do it.
Never.